welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 14, with verses 9 through 12. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. Why then do you judge your brother? Or you, why do you look down on your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bend before me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God. So, will you be judged before you die? Or will you be judged after your heart beats no more? Is it before we enter rest? Or because sometimes accidents prepare people not for what God's judgment has in store? Where do you know forgiveness unless it's done over and over by how you live according to the Lord? Do you bend your knee as many a devout person does, seen in the bowing of a head or a body as one, hearing the name of Jesus makes many a devout person bend their head to the Son? There is more to living a devout life than recognizing when, why, and for who to bend your neck or your body to be reverent in the name of Jesus, the Christ. Why life returned from death as Jesus Christ, our Lord. Here, we can recognize Jesus explaining how, through Paul, to become redeemed, to live your life always being ready to go before the Lord by your constant state of mercy, saying, I'm sorry, by a life of love, faith, and hope of salvation. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. Continue to pray for our children aloud, especially Alexandra and Alan, Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot, we always say prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we would pray for. We pray for the dying as we do each day. May their last breath be in peace. Please pray for me. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 14. It's verses 9 through 12. A two-stanza poem. It's titled, Why Life Returned from Death. Why life returned from death as Christ, living and the dead, both of the Lord. Brother, judge why down look any life. Judgment stand before God's seat, ignored. Written it is Lord's name, lived before anyone's call. God's praise, tongue every confess, adore. Christ receiving the bend of knee of all. God's account given face to face at death's door. Amen. I had a couple different titles I was going to use there. It just kind of brings about the thought of the account you give face to face before you die, maybe before you take your last breath, where you have reasoning in your mind, where you can feel the thoughts. This is a time of silence that will enter into a rest of all eternity. May it come peacefully for us all. Amen. I'm Tom Shokruz-Wiggins. It's January 16, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7:20 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. Continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We'll be closing today at about 6:03, as I've been doing lately. In Jesus' name, we pray for our good friends John and Marie, who are battling COVID. Say a prayer for them. And in Jesus' name, we close. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thanks for being here.